Good evening, hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, the podcast to learn German. First of all, let me thank you for all the emails you sent me. I have some interesting ones here, like the one from Walt from New York, and he writes that he's downloading through iTunes, but in only one episode have I been able to see the text of the dialogue by pushing the center button of the iPod. Any idea of what I'm doing wrong? Sorry, Walt, I have no idea. It works fine for me and I enter the text in iTunes, so I would think that the guys from Apple know how to transfer to all of their equipment. So if anybody has an idea why it doesn't work for Walt, well, it doesn't work for anybody except for me, please let me know. Sorry, no idea. Or Steven, and Steven is one who says, I would be one of your listeners voting for a little more challenging conversation in German. Okay. I got different emails, some saying more challenging, some saying more basic stuff. I'll think about it, and when I have some time, I will certainly do something about it. So, that's it for a start. Let's go back to to Hans and Julia. And as you might remember, they bought train tickets and now they are in the train and the conductor is approaching and asking them for the tickets. Guten Tag, Ihre Fahrkarten bitte. Hier, bitte sehr. Können Sie uns sagen, ob wir pünktlich in Basel eintreffen werden? Wir haben zurzeit leider eine Verspätung von 20 Minuten. Ihren Anschlusszug werden Sie daher nicht mehr erreichen können. Verdammt! Können Sie uns dann sagen, welchen wir stattdessen nehmen können? Einen Moment. Um 16 Uhr fährt ein IC auf Gleis 7 ab. Sie sind dann um 17.05 Uhr in Luzern. Okay, vielen Dank. Gerne geschehen. Okay, that was the conductor. Now let's look at the vocabularies. Fahrkarten, that's the train ticket, plural. We already had that one. Pünktlich, pünktlich is on time. Verspätung von 20 Minuten. Late, for 20 minutes late. Ihren Anschlusszug, your connecting train. Anschluss is connection, and Zug is a train, so it's Anschlusszug. Verdammt, verdammt is damn. It's a little bit informal, but it's okay to say verdammt. Nobody will look at you. Yeah, I think that's it. Actually, I'm driving that train from Hamburg to Basel quite often, a few times a year. And it takes about 6 or 7 hours. It usually is exactly 20 minutes late, so that's why I took this. So it's always on time on Sunday morning, so if you're traveling that connection, take the one Sunday morning. It's always, the train is empty, it's very relaxing, and you're always on time. Otherwise, the trains in Germany and Switzerland are mostly punctual. In Switzerland, they're always on time. I've never missed a connection train. I've never been late. They're always on time. So, that's great in Switzerland. Okay, anyway, let's hear the story again. This time with normal speed. Guten Tag, Ihre Fahrkarten bitte. Hier, bitte sehr. Können Sie uns sagen, ob wir pünktlich in Basel eintreffen werden? Wir haben zurzeit leider eine Verspätung von 20 Minuten. Ihren Anschlusszug werden Sie daher nicht mehr erreichen können. Ah, verdammt! Können Sie uns dann sagen, welchen wir stattdessen nehmen können? Einen Moment. Um 16 Uhr fährt ein IC auf Gleis 7 ab. Sie sind dann um 17.05 Uhr in Luzern. Okay, vielen Dank. Gerne geschehen. Okay, Let's see what you've learned. Why don't you pretend to be the conductor and you approach me and you ask me for my tickets? Guten Tag, Ihre Fahrkarten bitte. Now I will ask you whether we are on time. You just say that we are 10 minutes late. Können Sie uns sagen, ob wir pünktlich in Basel eintreffen werden? Wir haben zurzeit leider eine Verspätung von 20 Minuten. Wir haben zurzeit leider eine Verspätung von 20 Minuten. And now tell me that I will get my connecting train. Ihren Anschlusszug werden Sie aber trotzdem erreichen können. Ihren Anschlusszug werden Sie aber trotzdem erreichen können. And now I will ask you on which platform my train is departing. And you tell me that it is going to depart on platform 5. Auf welchem Gleis fährt mein Zug ab? Ihr Zug fährt auf Gleis 5 ab. Ihr Zug fährt auf Gleis 5 ab. Wann werde ich dann in Luzern sein? So I ask you when I will be in Luzern. And you say that I will be in Luzern at 6 in the afternoon. Sie sind dann um 18 Uhr in Luzern. Sie sind dann um 18 Uhr in Luzern. Okay, let's see what you remember from the last session. Let's say you are sitting behind the counter and I'm approaching and I want to buy tickets from you. And I will ask you for my tickets and you ask me when I want to depart. Guten Morgen, ich möchte gerne 2 Tickets nach Basel in der Schweiz. Wann möchten Sie fahren? Wann möchten Sie fahren? Now I will tell you a time and you say that you have a train 1 hour later. Morgen früh gegen 9 Uhr. Da habe ich einen Zug um 10. Da habe ich einen Zug um 10. And now I'll say that I will take it. And you ask me whether I want to drive first or second class. Okay, den nehme ich. Now you ask me, erste oder zweite Klasse? Erste oder zweite Klasse? Ich nehme zweite Klasse. And now ask me whether I want to make a reservation. Möchten Sie einen Sitz reservieren? Möchten Sie einen Sitz reservieren? Now I will say something about that and you tell me that I will have to pay 300 euros. Ja, bitte. Nichtraucher im Ruhewagen und mit einem Tisch. Your part. Das macht dann 300 Euro. Das macht dann 300 Euro. Now I say, here, bitte. And you wish me a pleasant journey. Ich wünsche eine angenehme Reise. Ich wünsche eine angenehme Reise. Okay, that's it for today. It's Friday evening, we have the 2nd of February. February in German is Februar. Nearly the same word, Februar, 2. Februar. The weather was beautiful the whole week. We had great weather. It's cold, but the sun is always shining. And today we had fog. Fog in German is Nebel. So like in London, Lucerne is like London. We have always fog because of the sea. So we had fog in Lucerne, but and this is different from London. We can go up a mountain and then we are above the fog. And of course that's really beautiful to be above the fog, to look at this gray, this white sea. You can look, you have very clear air above the fog, so you can look very far. You have very excellent, as we in German call it, Fernsicht. Fern is far away, and Sicht is view, so far view would be literal, Fernsicht. And I did this today. I went to the mountains and I went above the fog and we just strolled along there, nothing anstrengend, nothing hard, just relaxing in the sun and enjoying the scenery. And we were all alone, only I and a friend of mine, so it was beautiful. Anyway, that's it for today. I wish you a pleasant weekend. I wish you weather as great as we had today. I mean, above the fog, not the fog, of course. So, tschüss.